Jefferson County's New England settlement and historic Eleutherian College on this moment of Indiana history. Presented with support from the Indiana Historical Society, home of the 4th Annual Holiday Author Fair, featuring more than 90 Indiana authors, Saturday, December 2nd from noon to 4. Information at indianahistory.org. Slaves escaping north regularly crossed the Ohio River into Indiana at Madison and found a bastion of abolitionist activity 10 miles north in the town of Lancaster. Known as the New England Settlement, Lancaster had been established by anti-slavery advocates from Vermont and Maine. Although Indiana was not a slaveholding state, laws on the books in the mid-19th century created a hostile environment for blacks and their allies. Jefferson County residents Robert Elliott, John and Sarah Tippetts, and Lyman and Azeneth Hoyt risked fines and imprisonment as conductors on the Underground Railroad. Their homes were recognized as stations where runaway slaves could take shelter. Organized as the Neal Creeks Anti-Slavery Society and the Anti-Slavery Baptist Church, Lancaster abolitionists helped put a Liberty Party candidate on the presidential ballot in two elections and then worked toward educational parity in Indiana. Led by Minister Thomas Craven, the group dedicated the Eleutherian Institute in 1848 to the education of all, regardless of race and gender. By 1856, a structure housing a chapel, classrooms, and a bell tower was erected. 18 African-American students were enrolled the first year. By 1860, 200 students attended Eleutherian College. The school closed its doors in 1937, but has since been rescued from disrepair and recognized as an historic landmark. This moment of Indiana history is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations in association with the Indiana Historical Society. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.